Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Today we are going to talk about Mercury and Venus in mutual reception to one another. If this is a concept that you've never heard of before, we will be taking a moment to explain it today. But basically, Mercury is in Venus's sign of Libra, while Venus is in Mercury's sign of Virgo. That means they have what's called mutual reception with one another. Mercury is also retrograding backward into Virgo and will conjoin Venus, and then Venus will hop into Libra. So they're trading signs. And that's a really interesting symbolic nuance between the two of them over the next weeks that I think is worth unpacking. So I'm going to give you five different ways of interpreting that combination and that kind of dance that Venus and Mercury are doing this month. So that's what we're going to do today. Before we get into it, don't forget to like and subscribe. Share your comments in the comments section. Really appreciate when you share your own insights and feedback. It really helps the channel to grow. You can always find transcripts of my daily talks on my website, nightlightastrology.com. I also want to send you over to my website, nightlightastrology.com, where I'm very happy to announce that we are now primed for our new class on November 12th, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, now open for enrollment. This is my one-year class. Enrollment periods always begin in June and November, or classes start in June and November. So we are now officially taking enrollments. We've gotten some that have come in over the summer, but we're sort of in our big push for the fall program now. If you want to learn about the program, you can check out the first year course page on the website. It tells you everything you need to know. You can watch a video and hear some of my alumni talk about the program. The course includes 30 online webinars that I teach. They're 2 to 3 hours each. They meet on Saturdays starting November 12th between noon Eastern and about 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern time. We also have an additional 12 guest lectures. So that's 42 classes on the year. We also have breakout study sessions led by my tutoring staff. And that those are between major units of study. And then we have an interactive group forum discussion that is also hosted by tutors who will respond to all of your questions always within 24 hours. So it's a really well-staffed program. We have a ton of material in the program that is meant to help you take your interest in astrology to the next level, or maybe even start a practice. A lot of students coming out of the program read for other people. It's a great environment for it right now because, frankly, more and more people are taking an interest in astrology. So if you love it, it's a great time to add to your knowledge of this beautiful science. So if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you can find the way to sign up. The early bird payment saves you $500 off. Be sure to take advantage of that prior to the class, and you'll be able to save. There is a payment plan that's full price, but if you need it, that's there. And then tuition assistance is available for people who are in need. We try to make sure no one's ever priced out of the program. We do have a limited number of those available, so just be sure that you sign up early to take advantage of it. But yeah, if you need some help for any reason, if you're just struggling financially, we don't want people to be priced out of spiritual content like astrology, to study it and learn it. I think it should be pretty accessible. So that's a big part of That's always been a big part of my sort of values or mission as an astrologer. So please do take advantage of that if it is useful for you. All right. Well, let's go ahead and pull up the real-time clock and take a look at this mutual reception. So here is September 5th, the day when Venus entered Virgo. And as soon as Venus entered Virgo, you can see the following dynamic. Here is Venus in Virgo. Here is Mercury in Libra. Now, that means that they're in each other's signs. They are exchanging signs, or they have what is called mutual reception. Let's take this forward now and see how this develops. This is going to go sort of day at a time. You're seeing the two play out. Now, Mercury turns retrograde, starts heading backwards. We've already passed that point, but let's watch what happens next. So the two planets are, let me just take off their circles. You can see them probably good enough now. They're at the top of the chart there. So the two are coming closer to one another. And then what happens is Mercury crosses over the sun on the fall equinox. You can see it going back and forth right there. And as soon as it does, then it's in Virgo, its own sign, where it's also exalted. It is now moving toward Venus. Now, Venus is in her fall in Virgo. It's a little bit of a difficult place for Venus, but then receives a conjunction from its exalted host, Mercury. And then right after, like 2 days after or so, heads into Libra, her own home sign. So they have effectively swapped signs. That is a really interesting dynamic. And I want to give you today five possibilities as to what that might mean. All right. Now, these are kind of symbolic possibilities. So I'll try to explain with broad strokes, like what each symbolic category of interpretation might mean. And these are really categories that astrologers would use when looking at them, say, in reading a chart for somebody. So these are the five things to watch for. Number one, Mercury and Venus are collaborating on something. Now, you know, what does that mean? Okay, so because they're in each other's signs, they have a cooperative dynamic. So the number one thing you may see, the most broad general thing that you may hear astrologers saying about this, is that the two planets are in cahoots. They're working together. Venus is helping Mercury. Mercury is helping Venus. Let's say, for example, that you were in the process of making some design plans for a building and you were working with an architect. And you had to work out and iron out all of the details and make sure that the aesthetic matches with the practical and, you know, with the codes of the county or whatever the case might be. So if you think of the analytical, rational, and the aesthetic qualities, they are working together on something right now that they have to, there's details that have to be worked out. There's the intellectual, mental side of things, you could say, or the philosophical side of things. And then more practically speaking, you could say that there is also, you know, just figuring out how to do something that you want, that you desire. You know, the mental or intellectual or rational or philosophical says, how do I make this happen? And this being something Venusian, something I want, something that I find beautiful or pleasing. Okay, so Mercury and Venus collaborating. Overall, that's like one very broad way of looking at Mercury and Venus together right now. Their collaboration could be two people working together, having to figure out, you know, work through differences of approach or aesthetic. There could be that there's a negotiation happening in a real estate deal. It could be that in a marriage or relationship, you're trying to work out the difference in communication styles or desires or needs in the bedroom or any number of things, right? So Venus and Mercury are working on something together. So that's the number one. That's most broad. Number two is that Mercury is being held back by Venus. Now, the reason for this would be that Mercury is in Venus's domicile, but Venus is in her fall. So because Venus has poor dignity, it could be that Mercury wants to get something done, is reliant upon Venus, and Venus being in Mercury's sign, but in her fall in that sign, is sort of holding Mercury back somehow, making it complicated for Mercury. Mercury wants to negotiate something, think through something, communicate something, execute a deal, find that perfect balance, strike the right diplomatic tone, working towards harmony. But Venus is being a drag. For one reason or another, Venus can't get something done. It could represent an intractable person or a difficult dialogue or just something that is like, it's a something you're trying to work out, but Venus's debility is like, dragging it down. Okay. So I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but it's something that you will hear astrologers potentially say because they're working together, but Venus is debilitated. So it's like one of the two can't do as much. So that would be number two. And see if you can notice this in your life. And if you can, please do share your story or observation as a grab, because this would be a great one to do some grabbed stories on later down the line. All right, well, number three would be Mercury bailing Venus out. Why? Well, let's look back through this. Mercury-Venus mutual reception, September 5th through the 23rd. Now, on the 26th, Mercury will have retrograded back into Virgo, at which point it will conjoin Venus, and now it's an exalted Mercury and in its own rulership and conjoining with Venus. So when you have that really strong, potent Mercury, and it's conjoining with Venus. And then immediately after, this is the 26th, by the 29th, Venus has entered Libra. So just a couple of days after that, Venus goes to being empowered, and then Mercury is greatly empowered. Fantastic, right? So it's as though, you know, going back to this, Mercury bails. Okay, so let's consider number two, Mercury being held back by Venus. Another one would be to say that there's something that's being, it's like two planets are trying to do something together. Mercury stuff and Venus stuff are trying to work cooperatively. Whatever reason, it might be a little tough with Venus debilitated. But then as Mercury crosses through the beams of the sun and goes back into its own domicile and its exaltation, which is also depending on how you use sign boundaries with combustion, Venus would be protected now, or Mercury would be protected in its own sign from the beams of the sun. Then Mercury backs into Venus. And then right after that conjunction, Venus's dignity improves. So the third possibility that I can think of would be that Mercury, if they're going to try to work something out, there could be a problem. Venus could have a need that's going unmet or unfulfilled, or a sticking point of some kind. But then, you know, later in the month, by around the 26th, it's as though the resource arrives to bail Venus out. And then by the 29th, everything on the Venus side of things is rosy again. So what could that mean practically? Well, let's just say you're dealing with a difficult person and somehow you're able to get them what they need or address their concern, and then they're good. And then you can move forward again with whatever you were trying to work out. That would be a very practical way of looking at it. Number four, Mercury and Venus are changing places. Okay, so I think of a show like, what was that show, like Family Swap or Wife Swap or Husband Swap or something like that? Sounds like a reality show I seem to remember at one point. Mercury and Venus are in each other's signs, which also means that they're swapping places. So you could almost think of two people or two things literally just flip-flopping places or positions somehow. Now, if there's a competition and two things are flip-flopping places, that could mean that, you know, like in the AL pennant race right now, or the race for the division title for my Minnesota Twins, they're flip-flopping places with the Cleveland Guardians. You know, it could be something really mundane where there's two things that are competing for something and they're flip-flopping positioning in a hierarchy. Or could it be like a first place in a division in sports? Or could it be something like you're putting on each other's outfits or points of view or positions, or you're having to consider something you normally wouldn't? So the flip-flopping idea is there as well. And then number five, Mercury and Venus could be combining significations. So you could really just see this broad, again, kind of broad in general, that you have Venus and Mercury things, aesthetics and design, intelligence and sensuality, the rational and the sensual coming together. This could be a great time to be communicating more of what you need or are attracted to. Or it could be a time to learn the art of more carefully articulating what you desire, right? Like, how do I say what I want, but in a more diplomatic way? Or how do I let go of guilt for something that I want or desire or find pleasurable? But that's Mercury, Venus combining and working together. Somehow their archetypal differences are being fused. I could think of something like someone who is learning to do cursive handwriting, right? Where there's an element of style, but there's also you're learning perhaps how to spell for the first time, or how to space words on the paper. It's something I'm watching my first grade daughter do right now. So could you see Mercury and Venus as the combination of the intelligence and the aesthetic in a learning process of some kind? In astrology, one of the things I work on with my students all the time is not just how to be technically precise or how to, you know all of your craft points and techniques, but then how to artfully deliver them to another human being to tell a story or to make it aesthetically appealing in the way that you read. So Mercury, Venus, combining their significations, that's something that I would watch for. So what's the transition again overall? Mercury, Venus are in this mutual reception the 5th to the 23rd. So watch for that throughout the rest of this month. But then watch on the 26th when Mercury comes together with Venus. There's also really powerful Venus or Mercury Kazemi on the equinox. So that'd be like the 22nd. So watch for that. The 26th, Mercury conjoins Venus, and then on the 29th, Venus enters Libra. That whole transition is really beautiful, and the nuances are really interesting. If you spot it in the news, please drop the story so that we can all, you know, if you see something in the news that seems to represent this, or in your life that seems to represent this, I would love to hear from you guys. To me, this is one of the more interesting things is, you know, from traditional astrology loves this kind of stuff because it's these nuances that give you very specific things. For example, in my own chart, I anticipate that this may have something to do with the finishing of our garden project in the backyard and, you know, lots of different workers and earthy, you know, Venus stuff going on with also design issues and so forth and like trying to work things out. So I've been anticipating, hey, it could turn out that this mutual reception guides me through some kind of process this month, but it looks like it'll all work out by the end because the swapping of places really does tie a nice bow around everything by the end of the month. So at any rate, I would love to hear from you guys though again. So please do share your stories. Use the hashtag grab. Tell me about this mutual reception, how you see it showing up. Use those five principles too. Mercury and Venus collaborating. Mercury being held back by Venus. Mercury bailing Venus out. Mercury and Venus changing places, or Mercury and Venus combining significations in some way. So tell us how you see it. We'd love to hear from you. Hope you guys are having a great day. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we will see you again next time.